Welcome to another episode of Living an Altar Life. My name is Mike, and this week I have a fellow Swami Shuffle 200-miler finisher with me. I'm really excited about talking to this guy. I got to know him a little bit, ran a couple times with him, and just the neatest guy in the world. And so I'm really excited to be able to talk with Mr. Don Knotts. Don, you ready to go for a run?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, I promise it's not going to be 200 miles.
Well, it's all right if it is.
You know. Okay, cool. All right, maybe you ready to sign up again?
Yeah, I've been looking at it. I want to do it unassisted without the RV and all that. That was cool for what it was worth, but I think there's more to gain out of it.
It's definitely a whole different ballgame when you're unassisted. So, yeah, come join me. I'm going to go for the third time.
Yeah, I've definitely about 99% sure I'm going to do it. It's just about timing and making sure I can get off for it and all that.
My fantasy is to actually do it crewed because I've done it both times uncrewed.
And yeah.
You know, I wonder what it's like to actually be able to, you know, like jump in something and, you know, and have a hot burger waiting instead of walk in and go, oh, I'm sorry, we just shut off the grill. You know, so that's the problem with unassisted. So
When I had never ran anything over like a 40-mile race up until that, so
that's
I was making a very big jump
from 40 to 200. There you go.
Yeah, I didn't want to really like admit it too much before the race, but like I knew in my head I could definitely do it. And mentally I was all in, and having the RV and Jamie Lagana and my son there, and that helped a lot, because I did kind of fall apart after the beach in the beginning and still had 200 miles left to go.
That had been a great feeling.
Oh,
feel like dying right now, and I've got 200 more to go.
Yeah, I was like sitting in the RV in the Food Lion parking lot, and I think pretty much what had happened was I mixed like tailwinds in my two like soft flasks, and then I have two-liter bladder filled with straight water, and I like killed the tailwinds really quick, and I'm not used to going that distance, and I underestimated the sheer like time and distance of that beach.
Yeah.
It's like 6 hours at least, you know, it could be more, that you're on that beach each time. And my water bladder sort of got, you know how the little connector doesn't get in the whole way, and
so you weren't sucking water.
Yeah, so I was like having issues with that, and I was conversating with everyone, and I think that kind of might have threw me off my overall plan with that.
Right.
Ate a bunch of gels on the beach. But then once I got to the RV, I couldn't keep water down. Just started throwing up. And I like look at my Strava and the data, and it's like I did like 2 miles walking circles around this RV, like throwing up my
guts. That's awesome.
You know, and Jamie is like, you know, he's great, and he had never really been to crew anything like this or been in the community, so he was learning too, and it got to the point where it's like, you know, I gotta hold water down, we gotta get a baseline going, and then we'll move on from there. So I like got some water finally to stay down, and I fell asleep, and it's like 6 o'clock in the evening, and I woke up at 2 in the morning.
You are kidding. You fell asleep for 8 hours.
Yeah. That's how long.
Gosh.
Yeah. In the VF, and still have 200 miles to go. Right. You know? So I'm like, all right, the plans of a 3 to 4 day, like, let's just get that out of our mind. We have 6 days, you know,
that's right. Yep.
And so I sleep, and then I end up putting like 67 miles in, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
The next day I woke up at 2, was out of the RV by 3, and I put in those 67 miles like I want to say within like 14 hours, like
that's
by
awesome.
Dinner time.
Wow.
Yeah, I was moving the next day and just felt great. I did a lot of research, and I talked with everybody the night before, and you know, you kind of go in like me being a first year, I was just taking it all in and just trying,
Right, yeah.
this is going to be a learning experience. And I could have, had a million reasons to give up the first
Oh
day
yeah. Yeah.
and get down. And I just thought to myself, I was like, dude, you got 6 days, like you totally do this. And then every other day, put in like 50 miles every day.
That's
And,
awesome.
in like 12, 14 hours, I'd sleep. I joke, like I slept more on that 200 mile race than I do at home,
That's
like,
not
but it was,
the way it's supposed to work,
needed
Don. That's
too,
awesome, though. But it worked for you. You finished. That's
yeah,
what
I
counts.
finished, and I look at it that way too. Like, man, I did sleep a good bit, but I finished, and I did make a huge jump from 50 Ks and 40 milers and
You
all
think?
that. And some of the guys I follow, they always say, they're like, if you want to run, oh, my daughter's trying to be on, but
No, she's fine.
if you want to run 100 miles, do a 200 first, because
There
your
you go.
times are usually way, way longer
Yep.
than you get with like 100 milers, pretty hard cutoffs.
Yeah.
So granted, I
Yeah,
feel like
200 is friendly. So, yeah.
So,
So,
being the whole
yeah, that's amazing, and we'll get more into it. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, what do you do? What's your background? All that good stuff. Family. I met your son, so he's pretty awesome, very smart kid.
I have my son DJ, and then I have a daughter who's two. Her name's Josie. She's running around now like a wild
Cool.
Indian. Right now, I work for FedEx at the Harrisburg Airport, loading planes and
Okay.
like packaging stuff like that.
So you got the
I
weird
was,
shift.
I made a career change last year. I was a chef for a really, really long time, high-end stuff and hotels, country clubs, things of that
Okay.
nature, but just wasn't having enough time with my kids. And
Okay.
yeah, I'd lost my father. That was kind of a turning point too, because it was like I had a mentor say to me, like, could you tell me the last 10 times you've seen your dad? And I was like, well, it was probably the last 10 holidays at best, and it makes you think. And then you have kids, and it's like, what's time really worth to you? And with this job, I'm able to like run more, able to have my kids more. And my son plays a lot of music too, so I'm trying to be more involved with that with him.
Awesome.
But quit. I was in the army, joined the army 2006, and was out by 2009, 2010 with like an injury. Became a chef, got in some like legal trouble just from, the whole getting out of the army and having substance issues
Yep.
and all the other things that, excuses I could say,
Yep.
and
Hey, it happens. So,
yeah,
yeah.
and just managed and was a chef for a while. And then about 2.5, 3 years ago, I quit drinking completely because I
Wow.
definitely had a problem with it. And COVID was sort of like the straw that broke the camel's back, because I went like a couple months where it's like I didn't have to go to work, and I was used to like going to work every day, all day, and I'm just like out barbecuing all day long and drinking 12 hours a day, like just,
Wow.
and kind of took that time that I was wasting with drinking and put it into running and just trying to be healthier. And
That is awesome because a couple of years ago, I just found out recently you were pretty heavy.
I was, when I quit drinking, I was over 250, I would say like 255, 260. Yeah, it's going on about 3 years, I guess, my little health journey, sobriety. That's the biggest thing, is alcohol is, you can get it at the gas station,
Yep.
it's
Yep. It's an easy
it's
fix when
yeah
things are out of control, so
And if you have any type of mental, not even illness, but like depression or
Oh yeah,
anxiety
anxiety,
or
all of them.
anything, you know, it makes it 10 times worse. So
Well, and we're
it's
guys, so we don't talk about, how we struggle mentally. And that's, one of the reasons that I chose to start running Swami was because I know as a guy that there's a lot of us out there that struggle mentally, whether it's with depression, anxiety, feelings of worthlessness, but we don't talk about it. And, so think about how many people like you get out of the army every single year. And then, the military says, bye bye, been nice having you. Sorry you got injured. Good luck coping with stuff. There's no programs that deal with it because we're supposed to, stuff all that pain. We're supposed to stuff all the stuff that we're feeling and just, soldier through it. And I'm glad that we're finally having discussions that say, hey, it's okay to be broken, just don't stay broken.
It's great that people are finally coming around with it. It sucks it's taken this long to break the stigma somewhat, and there's still people that don't want to talk about it and whatnot. But I know that as soon as I got on that beach and I started talking with everyone and meeting everyone, and you know, everyone's telling their own stories of why they're there, and it's like I knew 100% God put me there, and like I was in for a journey, and I opened so many doors in my mind from my problems and my demons, and you know, those P islands. If you don't believe in God, you will after going through
Yes, you
the
will. Whether you go through
P
it in the night or
yeah,
the
you're gonna meet God and the devil, and you're not gonna, you know, have to leave this earth. Like,
So do you think Swami was a healing journey for you?
very much, yeah. And it's still, I'm still unpacking it, you know, because not everyone you can even talk to about that type of thing because they don't really understand it. Like, I had so many people, they're like, oh, how was your marathon? And I'm like, come on, man.
You mean my nine
Like nine marathons
marathons?
on the beach and
Back to back to
yeah,
back.
and whatever. But thanks. Yeah, it was great. It was a journey. It was biblical. It was, you know, I seen it last year and tried to get on the wait list, but I definitely wasn't ready. So the whole like God puts you in, it's in his time. It showed it because I never would have been able to do it last year, you know, but I got in. I was waiting for it to open up, but got in it. And, you know, I had been dealing with some things, and I knew that running helped get rid of my demons. And I was kind of dealing with the issue that like, I quit drinking and I was still kind of having the same problems, like mental issues and things. And you think that, oh, I'm gonna just get rid of X, Y, and Z, and everything's gonna be rainbows and sunshine. And it's really, you know, life still comes at you. And you know, I lost my dad, and I was like a year or so in to my sobriety. And you know, everyone was drinking at the funeral the whole time, you know, and it's just like I stayed sober and I knew that's what he would have wanted, and he was proud of me like quitting and running and doing everything. So it was me knowing I could get through that gave me a lot of strength to know like what I really can do. And now with Swami under my belt, it's like, all right, what's next? Like,
Because you've done Swami, so it's like I always tell people, adversity is either going to make you or break you. And what a lot of people choose is they choose to let adversity break them and they look for the comfortable. And my attitude through my running journey has become, no, I don't want to get the comfortable. Find the most uncomfortable thing I can possibly do. Go get that, because in that adversity, I'm going to find out just how much God has placed inside of me that I don't even know yet.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, that's what it sounds like you're finding out, is that you don't even know the capacity that God has given you yet.
Yeah, I'm just figuring it out now, you know, and just trying to learn more and be better every day. And you know, there's like parts of Swami, it's like I was, you know, in so much pain, and I would have put all my money on the line that my leg was broken from like mile 90.
Yep.
You know,
I remember passing you. So
I
you
was.
would, I think, when did I meet you? It had to been right around 92 or something.
I think it was by the Salvo House. I can't remember. I seen a bunch of people around the Salvo House on both ways, so
Yeah,
I can't
I'm pretty
remember.
sure it was between Salvo and Avon. And I want to say it was like Boat Ramp 27 is where I saw you. And you were hurting. But you know, and you told me, you know, what had gone on the first day, and I was blown away by, you know, how much you continued to move and just persevere. But you know, I just remember that conversation, and I was like, there's no doubt in my mind that Don's going to finish. You know, there's some people, you know, that I passed on my way back from the lighthouse that I was like, well, I hope they you know, find that thing deep within and move it. But I just remember, you know, after leaving you, I was like, well, Don's going to finish. You know, he may hit and rain, he may hit the storms, but you know, he's gone through the worst of it, and he's, you know, got some pain going on now, but you know, pain is temporary, so you know, not a big deal. So I knew you were gonna make it.
I went from times where it was like, and you know, everyone has this story in these long races, and it's like you hear them all a million times until you actually experience it. It's like, wow, this really is, it really is true. It's not
Yeah.
just like
Yeah.
these rumors. And but I'd be in so much pain and trying to keep like a 20-minute mile, you know, and you guys are saying like, hey, if you move 2.5 mile an hour, you're doing all right.
Exactly.
And I'm
Exactly.
sitting there like, man, as long as once you get that through your head, and then you know, you ride that low and ride that low, you know, I cut off, like I had wrapped my right ankle up, and it had just like causing more pain from the wrap. I feel like it was too
Okay.
tight or something. And I end up cutting this off with this like spork thing I have that I carry on me. It's like serrated edge, like camping
Okay.
thing, you know? And I cut it off, and I end up like getting up, start walking, and I'm like running 12-minute miles after that.
That's
And
awesome.
I'm just like
That is
crying
awesome.
happy tears and like, oh,
Yep.
thank you, God. Thank you.
Yeah, that is
And you know,
awesome.
6 hours later, I was down in the pits again. But you know, for 2 hours every now and then, you're feeling
Yeah,
pretty good.
you
So,
get a little 12-minute mile in, and you're feeling like you're Superman.
yeah, and that's why I look at it as like it took me 122 hours. So even with sleep, everything, that's still 2 mile an hour. That's
Yeah,
still 30-minute mile.
exactly. Exactly.
So looking at
You
it next
yeah.
time, I know what I'm doing. I know the little secrets and gems and nuggets, like you guys call them, for this race, because it
Yep.
is one of a kind.
It is.
Like if you were to come and not know anything with no crew, like you're really at a disadvantage, because some of those guys like Mike Edwards and you and the ones that have done it a couple of times, like you guys know where the plugs are outside. You know, if
That's
the
right.
place ain't open, like things like that you guys are talking about, like blew my mind and just like brought me even more into it. And seeing Art McDonald out there doing it, and it's
Oh,
like
yeah.
he
What an
takes off from the
inspiration.
beach with him and God, you know, like,
Right.
and
His
I'm like, how am I
high
gonna do
school
this?
football jersey and a little swag bag, you know, with some water in it. I was just like, I am not worthy to even
And
be
just
around this
torched it.
guy. Yeah. He was amazing. 70 years old and just, yeah, he knew what he had to do. Lisa George's was the other one that just blew my mind
Yeah,
at
me
how
too.
efficient She moved. And I don't know if you heard her podcast this week. She was
Yeah,
on Tuesday.
it was pretty good. And she
Hey,
lives up really close to me too.
oh, that gal has overcome so much, man. I'm just so excited that I get to spend 6 days at the dome with her. I mean, not with her. You know, I get to watch her pass me over and over again because she's much quicker than I am. So,
Yeah,
but
those
yeah.
races are definitely intriguing. And I know once I get later in my life and have more time, because now it's like
Oh yeah, you're
I only
raising
get so
kids,
much
you're working.
vacation days and this and that lined up just to run a big race like that. So I'll still be running like 50Ks, and I want to run a couple hundreds and
There you
stuff like
So
that.
I've noticed like you do like Willis River and Dahlgren. You know, that's what you've done in the past. So
I really
how
just got into this 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Ultimately, I had moved to Charlottesville, Virginia from
Okay,
Gettysburg.
that's how you. Okay, I was trying to
That's
figure
how I
out
had met the
where
great,
those came
or
from.
yeah. So I got with the Cats, the Charlottesville area trail runners, and they're just an amazing group. Just get running a lot of trails through there and start running on Strava, got Strava and start looking and seeing who else is running and befriending these people. And because I'd never been to Charlottesville in my life, move there for a job and end up meeting some really good friends that are gonna last a lifetime and I've done lots of miles with. I haven't got a lot of races under my belt, but I have crewed a lot of people at like Grindstone, and I paced like 40 some miles of Grindstone last year, and like Ophelia came through that weekend.
That was a
It
rough
was a rough
grindstone, man.
course. I lost my big toenail on my left foot, and I was pacing like for someone else. I didn't have to be there, but it
Yeah,
was.
Grindstone last year was stout. I mean,
Yes.
that's a hard race anyway, but last year that was even more special. So, kudos to everybody that went out there and towed that line because that was
Yeah,
a hard one.
Grindstone was tough. But I do plan on getting some more races in this year.
Okay. So I'm guessing you have like you share custody for the kids or what? Okay.
So I have my son throughout the week, and then he goes to the mother's on the weekend, and my daughter I have on the weekend. It's like
Okay.
flip-flopped.
Yeah. Makes it more fun.
Yeah, it makes it more fun. Just make the best out of everything. And
There you go.
living back here in Gettysburg now, which is good too. There's
I was gonna say you
not
get
a
to run like the battlefields and stuff up there, right?
There's some community, but not much. They have like a beer runners, but I
Yeah,
don't
but yeah,
care.
you don't
So
need to
I'm
do
kind of
that.
like, I'm looking at starting my own little, there's a bunch of homemade ice cream shops around the battlefield
Oh, there you
there.
go. Cool.
Like that would be a good little like run walk group and meet and at an ice cream shop or something. But
That'd be awesome.
just, because more people need to get into it. And ultimately, I feel like I'm 33, I'll be 34, and I kind of switched up at 30, and that's kind of like, all right, you had your fun in your 20s, now's your time. Like, you don't want to wait till it's too late to make changes in your life to where you can't repair the things that are wrong. So if people would just take more care of themselves and think about what they're putting in their bodies, it'll save them more money down the road and give them better life.
Yeah, I think so many people are just living life aimlessly, I think is the only word I can come up with. You know, you need to have a little bit of a focus and a thought about, okay, so where do I want to end up and, you know, chart that path forward. But I think you're doing a fantastic job. I thoroughly enjoyed the time I spent. I think it was with you and Tyler on the beach. It's good
Yeah,
getting to know
Tyler,
you and everything.
definitely. I was like, we got to talk a lot, and ultimately, I want to help other people like myself. That was a big part of the race to me, was like, I deal with PTSD and issues and things like that, and I know that ultimately doing hard things and then being able to talk about doing that with other people and help them get through hard things helps also,
Yeah.
sometimes more than actually doing the hard thing itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's what's great about the ultra running community is, I mean, it's I tell people all the time, if the real world were like the ultra running community, we'd be okay. I
Even if
mean,
a third of
yeah.
the world was.
I got to see both Aaron and Michelle just absolutely kicking butt on the way back and everything, and I was dying. But they stop and chat with you. And here's the two that are racing and way out in front of everybody, and they stop and chat with you. Thomas DiStefano is just he's an amazing young man. And he called to check in on me when he heard that I was sick, and it was like, okay, I'm coming your way. I'm on my way back from the lighthouse. I will find you on the road. And found me, spent some time talking with me and making sure I was okay. What do you need? What can I give you? Do you want my dad to come back and bring you food? I mean, that's the community that we have in the ultra running community. And I always tell people don't care if you're first place or last place. They're cheering for you to do the best that you can possibly do.
The ultra running community and trail running community and all that is like one of a kind, and it's addicting. They always say you get bit by the bug once you do it one time, and it really is. I'm more into it for the community. I pick my races now ultimately about who else is gonna be there, and or if it's a destination type of thing. Like, I
Right.
want to do the Georgia Jewel
Yep.
because I'm big on Chad Wright and
Oh
his
yeah.
like 3 of
He's
7
amazing.
project, and he runs that, and usually that's like his home race. Swami was it was life-changing, and Aaron and Michelle, and I got connected with Michelle and her husband before that race just through the Cats page and just
Cool.
people I had known. So I'd been texting them back and forth beforehand, and then to see her go out like that, and we're both texting back and forth, and Jamie was texting him too, and he was trying to help as much as he can too. So it's one of a kind. It's nothing, I seen Aaron, he was on his way back through the P Island at night, and I was right before we got to the P Island Visitor Center
Oh
there.
yeah, yep.
And it was just so windy and whipping, and my headlamp had died. So
Oh
like all I had was like I had to get to the visitor center, and it was like within a couple miles, and I just had my like LED vest thing on.
my gosh, that was
So
all you had.
I was fine like from getting hit by a car, but I couldn't
Right.
really like
You couldn't see anything.
I'm just like walking the line,
Yeah.
And Aaron is like coming towards me, and he's like, "Are you doing all right?" He's like, "You need batteries?" I was like, "No, I'm really just like going another mile, like, and I'm done for the night." Like,
That is so awesome.
I was like,
That is so
I'm
awesome.
so glad you like stopped to say hi." I was like, "You're like, the white horse, like in the
That's
night,
right.
it's like you hear about these people, and I had seen." Like he was on the wait list for a while.
Right.
And then he was
Yeah.
like one of the first people they probably picked up off the wait list, obviously, because he's
Yeah.
like holder of the record. You see people like the Grays, and she's almost done 200 ultras and
Yeah.
started when she was 44 or something.
Yeah.
And her husband's done 300 ultras.
Knowledge.
Ultimately, that's what I want to be doing, like, and
Yeah.
I see it. And just the extraordinary people. The first year I run Willis River, they let you change the distance on that because it is a pretty tough course, and it's
It
like
is, yeah.
people get lost. And I actually last this that was my like long run before Swami, because it was like
Okay.
3 weeks before Swami, and I go up there, and John's there, and a bunch of buddies are there, so. It was like a lot of rain beforehand. I end up getting like dunked in the water and losing like
Wow.
my sandwiches I had.
That's right. I remember you telling that
Yeah,
story
I
on the
lost my
beach.
tailwinds and like Sergio, he had, I think his name was Sergio. He had
Yep,
did some
Sergio.
coffee the year before
Yeah.
and we run a good bit together and I was just like feeling really good. I was like, all right, man, I gotta go. Like I'm moving. And I ended up getting lost in the back last 10K, did
Oh
like
my
five
gosh.
extra miles, and I still
Good
ended
for
up
you.
like fifth place and
That's
was just like
awesome.
killing it. The first year I did that, I signed up for the 50K and just like fell apart and then just dropped down to the 25 or 30 or whatever drop down you can do. And
Right.
there was this older gentleman, I think his name's Wayne, and he was, I want to say, 80 years old. And
Wow.
I like tripped myself up or something and fall down. And we had been talking before the race, and he was an old MP army vet, and he was telling us how he used to run a 10K in 40 minutes, and
Right.
all these old war stories and this and that. And he was just a great, great hang. And I trip up and I look over, and it's this 80-year-old guy blowing past me. And I'm like,
You're like,
oh no way.
great. I
And
feel
like
awesome.
guys like that and stuff like that are why I stay doing this, because it's like, you think you're having a bad day, but it'll get better.
Exactly. It always does. It always does.
Yeah.
So, what was your least favorite memory from Swami's?
Least favorite memory. Oh my. I don't know. I had a lot of odd things happen. So my son, we had did 3 miles together, which was great. But coming up into that, his mother had called me, and his uncle had passed away
Oh, you're
of
kidding.
an overdose. And he's an army veteran, and I've known him for years, and this and that. So like I was like crying behind my sunglasses, and I'm like in the most pain I feel like ever, and I'm like, this is why we're here,
Yeah.
for the ones we can't,
Yeah.
and my son's like, I want to walk with you. And I was like, well, let's go. I was like, told Jamie, I was like, just find a spot like 3 miles. I was like, I'm not going fast right now. I was like, he'll be fine to walk, for an hour and a half or whatever. And I got to have some really good time with him there and talk to him
That's
about
awesome.
some things. But it was like I was in a lot of pain,
Yeah.
like a lot more pain than I ever thought. And I forgot I broke my right leg pretty bad about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And I'd gotten an X-ray after Swami just because I wanted to make sure I didn't break anything. And that's what the doctor had said. He's like, yeah, your leg's just inflamed, because the when it broke before, it's healed all like crooked.
Oh, wow.
So it's like,
Yeah, that's not exciting.
he's like, your leg's probably gonna do this every time you run an, over a 50K, probably. But yeah, the worst part was probably losing, like go being in so much pain, and then but it also was like, it happened for a reason. And
Yeah.
my son ended up finding out later, and I kind of like waited to tell him. He wasn't very close with him, but it's like
Yeah, it's
his
still,
uncle. And
and it's always
yeah,
gonna feel. Yeah.
and it just gave me another reason, like I already had Swami, we're running for lost friends, and I had a list of reasons why to not give up,
Yep.
So that
That
was
is
just
awesome.
like, yeah, I don't know. I can't even, I try not to even take, look at things negatively. I can't even think of anything
All right,
negative.
so let's go the other direction. What was
Yeah.
your favorite memory or memories of Swami's?
So I didn't bring this up. I think I might have told some people on the way back, around Kitty Hawk or Kill Devil Hills, I got Jamie and them to go to Walmart and get an American flag.
Okay.
And a poll and all that. So I was feeling it. And I think it was like Wednesday, I want to say. And from, yeah, Kill Devil Hills to, what is it? The right before the beach,
Oh, Corolla.
Corolla,
Yep.
you know, I carried that flag the whole way. And people were honking their horn. People are like,
That's awesome.
I was ha I my heart rate was getting up to like 180, and it hadn't been
Wow.
up that high the whole time. And I'm like feeling good and running. And I'm like, all right, calm down. Your heart rate's getting high because all these people are pulling over, and like, you know, I'm getting them to donate. And yeah,
That's
it's just
amazing.
like
That is amazing.
crying, dude. You know, like
Yeah, that's
I cried
awesome.
so many happy tears, just
Yeah.
like, and just in the most pain of my life, like, and just like thankful that I was in that pain, and thankful that I was able to feel that pain, because a lot of people ain't even
They're
here to
not
feel
feeling the
that
pain.
anymore. So
Exactly. That is awesome. Thank you so much. That almost made me cry right there. That is
yeah,
so awesome, man.
I left the RV like really early because I wanted to get to Back Bay or whatever. I
Yep.
wanted to get to that part, you know, and not have to worry about
Yeah, and
the
anybody
times.
getting in trouble.
Yeah, so I'd like left the RV at like 3 in the morning. I forgot the flag, so like
Oh.
I was gonna do the whole thing and finish with it, and then Jamie had like tucked it up at the guard shack, and someone must have snagged it.
Ah,
'Cause
that
like
stinks.
Tyler came down to check for it, and I'll never forget. I've been thinking about Tyler and his brother and
Right.
some things we had been talking about. I've been thinking about it the whole way, man. And like, man, that's why you're here. Like you could help somebody. And I see Tyler like come up the road in his car, and I was like, I know I'm not hallucinating. I'm not like that bit. I've slept plenty, and I see
Right.
him, and he's like, hell yeah, dude, you're looking good. I was like, who's gonna carry the effing boots? And he's like, let's go. And I was just like, start running. And
That's
it was just
awesome.
like peak. Like I dreamed of that finish for a year, you know, like I trained alone for so much. And then I end up like, I wanted to be alone at parts. Like Mike Edwards and them, we did a lot of miles together, and there was a couple of times I told him like, hey Mike, like it's nothing against you, but like I got something I want to deal with right now. And ultimately that's why I was there. I had a lot of demons, you know,
Exactly,
to bury. And coming up that beach the last time, and I got some videos of it, but I come around the corner and it's, you know, it's dark, and I see these three sets of eyes in the bushes as soon as I come around the corner to the little S turn to get onto the beach. And it's three jet black horses, and I didn't see no horses the whole time, you know, and I knew
That's
there,
awesome.
you know, you're there. And I'm like praying to God, like, oh, thank you, like show me the way. And the one horse literally walks me to the beach, and it was
That's
like, you can't
awesome.
like make this stuff up.
No,
Like,
you can't.
and then I do the beach, and I'm just like praying and praying, and I turn my headlamp off because the moon was so bright.
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
if you were at the right angle, you could see where the wave line was coming in, and you want to stay right 5 meters or so to the left of that.
Yep.
So I went dark the whole way.
It's awesome.
Watch the sun come up. I knew it was going to take me 7 hours or so.
Yep.
My feet were tore up, but I was moving. And yeah, dude, it's just like it was biblical, you know?
That's
Like
awesome.
you go
That is
through
so
the
awesome.
islands, and it's like when Jesus is walking through the desert, you go so far and so far through there, and it's just like sand dunes on both sides, and you hear the waves crashing. It's like, what am I doing? Like, what? There's nothing out here. There's literally
Exactly.
nothing.
Exactly.
But
But it's beautiful.
it's so beautiful. And
Yeah.
I tell everyone, like, hey, if you want to do it, let me know, because I would love to do it with you. There's a lot of people that reached out to me that were just in the same running circles and stuff, and they were like, "Hey, Don, I never met you, but like, congrats on that, because that's
Yeah.
it is a tough race, man. It's
It's a tough race, but
it's
you did something awesome and you did a fantastic job. So we're going to take us out of here now. Here's how we like to end this. So the name of the podcast, of course, is Living an Ultralife. So when you hear living an ultralife, what's the first thing that pops into your head? You want me to tell you the verse it comes from?
Yeah,
Okay,
go ahead.
John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and give you life to the full. And I just interpreted life to the full and ultra life. So what's the first
Yeah.
thing that pops in your head?
I think everything that you gain from the ultra life, like the community, the camaraderie, the family, the health, it's like kind of like the Trinity, you know, like you get everything out of living the ultra life. It's, and you don't have to be fast. Like
Exactly.
it's
Exactly.
not, it's just an accepting community, and it doesn't matter where you've, what you've done and where you've came from. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
So,
know if that's what
Don, do you
you,
feel like you've got your life back?
somewhat, but it's an everyday struggle, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I still have my ups and downs, you know, coming home after doing that, you know, you're riding that high, like, man, I just did what I've been training for a year or however long. And then you start thinking, well, what's next, or what can I do? Like, life's boring now. Like, what's like,
Don't
it's
worry, you'll
not.
find
But
something, man.
it's, oh yeah, I've definitely, yeah, I have goals and things, but it's like you look back and like, man, I did something so amazing, and then you come back and it's like, all right, back to
Yeah, toilet stopped up. Yeah,
regular
I
life.
clogged the
But
toilet.
yeah, I love your podcast. I'm so grateful to meet everyone, and yeah, it's just, I hope to see you down the road. I'm gonna do FERBA 24-hour. That's like a Virginia Happy Trail one.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And then hopefully Georgia Jewel.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't.
We'll see you someplace. I know
Yeah.
I'm going to see you down the road.
For
Don, I
sure.
really appreciate you spending some time with me. This is awesome. And let's do definitely keep in touch, because
All right.
I think you've got a very, very bright future.
All
And
right. Thank you
I
very much.
really, really, really admire what you're doing with your life, man. You're doing an awesome job.
I appreciate it. Thank you very
You got it.
much.
Thanks for listening. Really appreciate you guys. We'll see you next time on Living an Ultralife.